In studio with us, we have Reina Spinounis, the director, as well as Eli Kaplan, which some of you may remember from a week or two or even maybe three ago. Reina Spinounis.
Yes, sir.
Welcome. Great to have you here.
Oh, man. I am so happy to be here. It's the first time I've come to this studio. I've been to the previous one. And also working on Greek radio every Saturday morning, I'm going, I belong. I'm connected.
Excepting there, like you're a one-trick pony.
Yeah.
You do the whole shebang, produce and control.
Typical Greeks, you
that's
know.
That's all man
do everything.
Not one-trick pony.
But that's okay. Yeah.
Reynolds, I just got to put it out there that I've known you for a very long time.
Indeed, Simon.
I have pretty much seen most, if not all, of everything that you have acted in or produced.
Yes.
And you are a talented man beyond belief. I will go to my grave thinking of you acting as your mother with a pot of Greek coffee with a bricky
in broken plates
that I'm going to remember for my whole life.
Not to mention
your performance in Safendas, which was earth-shatteringly good.
And it's coming back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's quite topical with the new book.
It is. That's why they're bringing it back to the Market Theatre in May. So a quick punt there.
A quick punt. Nothing wrong with a quick punt. But talking about punting, let's talk about Fame. Tell us about the production. Okay. When, what, how, over to you.
Right. Okay, so Shlomo is with me in studio, and we're very grateful that we're going to be talking to you now. And also tomorrow we'll have Lamb Chops here and Mr. Steinkopf, and we've also got Tyrone. So thank you very much indeed, guys, for the support. Okay, so Fame was directed by Joseph Gerassi at the school in 1997, way back when. And I personally have never directed Fame. And in fact, last night I was at the Cooperman's and she brought out the old program and I found the details. So it was time now for me to grab Fame and direct it. I mean, I've directed Grease and Chorus Line, and was in Fiddler as well. So it was the year for Fame, and an interesting journey because there's a 1980 movie, there's a 1994 movie, I think, and of course the musical. And the song you played, Simon, this rousing, I mean, this is a song that takes you to another level. And it's not in the original production.
No, I was quite surprised you said you were going to do it.
Yeah, so what happens is when you apply for the rights, you can say, could we also apply for this song and this song and this? So the song is Sing the Body Electric is definitely one we applied for. And we also applied for Out Here on My Own, the iconic song she sings.
Song.
And you can get rights for those songs together with the rights of the production. And then you amalgamate or edit and you put them in. Because for me, without those two particular songs, Fame is in the original as Fame, the song, but these two are something else.
So that's my next question, and maybe I'll address it to the youngster in the room.
The young man Shlomo.
Shlomo. Is it still relevant? Is Fame still relevant? In 2019. I mean, like Rena says, it's 1997. It's a long time ago.
Yeah, 22 years.
Yeah, I would say it is. I really would, because Fame's all about finding your gift and embracing it and just going for it. It's about finding your passion and doing what you love. And it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks, because everyone has their own special talent. And I think, especially at King David Victory Park, where everyone is so diverse and everyone does so many different things, this specific play relates very much to us as students at the school, and I think too lots of kids at all other schools, because I think every kid has a passion that they love and that they want to pursue, and I think the play really, really enhances that in people, in students.
I think that's a really great answer. Mm. What's the line in that song we just heard? I celebrate the me yet to come.
I mean,
that's pretty finger on the pulse stuff if ever there was. Reynolds, talk to us about the production itself. How many kids are involved?
All right.
Tell us about the run.
There's a running joke that people who know King David Victory Park will tell you that anybody walks into the audition gets cast.
And you had a reputation.
Yeah, got a reputation.
And yet, kol hakavod to you, because it's isn't
important.
That what it's all about? Isn't
sure,
it?
Sure. Look, it comes with some arguments or discussion, let's say. But, I say to individuals, you want to be part of something, a journey, then here it is. So once again, we held auditions, and the Fame story has a a large cast. So you've got the English teacher, you've got the drama teacher, you've got the music teacher, you've got the dance teacher. So you've got the main characters are teachers and students within those departments who are going through journeys of discovery and celebration. And we were able to double cast. I mean, the school is a school jam-packed with multi-talented individuals. And I've said this before and I'll say it now.
Yeah.
My experience with the Jewish kids and with the Greek kids, and I must say with Oprah Winfrey's girls, it's there, multi-talent. I'm not saying other students don't have it. It's just that there's something in the genes of the Jewish individual, the Greek individual. I don't know. They're carrying something in there and they go deep in it and they get a chance to perform, and it's with depth, and we give them the opportunity. So we've got the whole school in terms of the performing arts as the story, and it's the teachers, and it covers 4 years of the students and what happens to them during those 4 years at the performing arts school.
Reynos, what performances can these tickets be used at? Okay. Or you?
All right. So there is a matinee on the 27th of March. That's at 1:30. But on Sunday, there's a 2 p.m., as you said, and a 6 p.m. And then on Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, that's 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of April, they're at 7 p.m. But the Wednesday night is sold out. Oh. And the Tuesday is almost sold out. So, but we are more than happy for the double tickets to go for whichever is most suitable to the winners.
Okay, so I've got a really challenging question, which I think I'm going to throw out there.
Sorry to interrupt, Simon. Please, if you respond to this question with an answer, please include your contact details. Give us your name. Give us your number that we can SMS you. The first correct answer will win the prize. So, back to you, Simon.
So we have a young gentleman in here who is one of the stars of the show, Ila Kaplan. What is the name of his character? Let us know, and you can win a set of double tickets to the play. SMS us on 34519 or WhatsApp us on 061-895-1019. Tweet us at Chai FM or send us an email to onair@chaifm.com. The question again, the young man in studio, Ila Kaplan, what is the name of the character that he plays? Reynos, while we wait for the deluge,
yes.
I was just thinking that we're living in tough economic times.
Right.
And world over, arts budgets are being slashed and cut.
Yes.
And yet King David Victory Park is investing in what I would imagine is a rather pricey production.
Sure.
Why?
Sure. Well, you have to. You have no choice, and you have to find ways in which you make the production work with limited budget. And you can do that. So it started by us going to the back rooms of the hall and the backstages, and over the years what we've collected, and we've used all material that we've had, for example, to build the set. We've asked parents and also spouses and other siblings, past students, to help us with, perhaps there's someone, for example, in the wood business or the lighting business. And that's how community comes together and makes sure that there's a journey and an experience for the students, for the school.
So when they talk about the buzzwords, collaborative learning, is this kind of talking about?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and you will feel in the production that this is something that a community has put together with the most wonderful spirit and joy to make it the best possible, because we're living in the now more than ever now, hey?
Mm. No, that's 100% true. Well, Nikki Kamina has come back with an answer.
It's not the correct answer. Guys, come.
It was a really difficult question.
I tell you what.
Why don't we amend the question to fit the answer?
Okay. With what? We've given away the answer, so we won't play double jeopardy.
Yeah, pretty much. Listen, we've got another set
No. We got an answer. I don't know if this person is related.
Okay.
I don't know if this person is related to our in-studio guest, Ellie. Tanya Kaplan has got the correct answer. She's answered. Answer for the character that Ellie plays is Shlomo, and she's 100% correct. Tanya, congratulations. We have your number. We will be getting back to you shortly. But why not SMS us and tell us the days you want or the time you want now and see if we can book it.
Paul, right. We've got to come up with another question.
I've got one more question.
We've got another set to give away.
I've got a question that's not related, and it's whoever is old enough of an age, like you, me, and Rinos, obviously not like Ellie, who remember the original 1980 movie.
Yes.
See how quickly you can SMS or WhatsApp us or Google. That original fame movie 1980, who was the director? Quite a famous director. Who directed the original 1980 fame movie?
Wow, that's quite a challenging question.
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. That's a very good question.
Eli, I wanted to ask you, I don't know the name Shlomo from fame. Is this a new, who's Shlomo?
So Shlomo is, as many other people would know, is actually Bruno, the pianist. So,
okay, funny. I just can imagine the hair now.
Yes.
Okay, now that makes sense. Yeah, so why did they change his name?
It's like that in the original musical. They changed the names for the movie. So, for example, Coco, which was played by, was her name again? Irene.
Yeah.
Irene Cara.
Irene Cara. In the movie, she is Carmen. I mean, in the stage production, she's Carmen. And in the stage production, he is Shlomo. In the movie, it's Bruno.
Reynos, Eli, we have to go to news because it's almost 5 o'clock.
Right.
If you could stay with us for another 3 or 4 minutes post news, then
absolutely,
we can give away the final set of tickets. You can give yourselves one more punt. And, the time is exactly 5 o'clock.